This evening's scripture reading is from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people." This is the word of the Lord. This evening, I'm going to do something a little bit different. Instead of expounding the text of Scripture, I would like you to experience the story of Scripture through the first century eyes of a shepherd. Here he is. Good evening. My name is Shobek. I'm from first century Palestine. It's quite busy this time of year. Caesar Augustus, he issued a census, which means that everyone has to be counted. And like most of us know, we have to be counted in order to be taxed. Well, lots of people were coming in from all over the countryside, many miles away to be registered in their hometown. Well, luckily for me, my hometown is Bethlehem, so it's pretty easy for me to be one of the first people to be counted, registered, so on and so forth, to be taxed. Although, I really don't make much money because I'm a shepherd. Father was a shepherd. His father was a shepherd. His father was a shepherd. His father was a shepherd. Come from a long line of shepherds. And a lot of people think that shepherds' work is mundane or boring, and I mean, sometimes it can be, but I really find my work fulfilling as a shepherd. When I think about it, I am tasked with keeping the clothes supply of Bethlehem flowing because of the wool of the sheep, and also a food supply as we can use sheep for meat and food. It really is a noble and honorable profession, but not everyone sees it as such, and that's okay. Sometimes I get derided and made fun of for my profession, but I choose to ignore those people because I know that what I do is really important. I'm quite content being a shepherd, really. I mean, it's not always easy. I mean, of course, being made fun of by some people sometimes. Sometimes the conditions get hard. And this time of the year, it's the rainy season in Bethlehem. And so when you're trying to shepherd a bunch of sheep all over these hills, they can be rolling, and sometimes rains can come in very suddenly and create mudslides, and that makes it difficult for the sheep. And then you're soaked to the bone. But thankfully, I'm not alone. I have several other co-workers with me, and one of them always maintains a fire for us so that we can get warm after we're done working through those harsh conditions. And sometimes sheep, they're pretty stupid. They can wander off, get stuck in things, and I have to go out and get them and bring them back. And predators often want to eat them because they're easy targets because they are so stupid. Those sheep. It's not always easy, but I'm content. I'm content in what I do. But you probably find this kind of stuff boring. You folk here don't look like that you've ever shepherded some sheep before with a rod and a staff in hilly plains where you could get engulfed by a mudslide in any moment. But I want to tell you something amazing that has happened in my life that broke into my mundane, boring existence, so some people might see. There was one evening where I was counting my sheep, feeling their wool, smelling them, checking them for parasites, when all of a sudden, a bright light shone around me. It was brighter than bright. Think of the brightest thing you can, and just brighter than that. And then a loud voice, very loud voice, like rolling thunder, said, "Do not be afraid." I was afraid, okay? And this voice telling me, "Do not be afraid." And then the voice said, "For I bring you good news that will bring joy for all people." I thought to myself, good news? From what? This light and this voice. And when the light dimmed, I saw that it was an angel. And I was thinking to myself, is God really moving again here? No one's heard the voice of the Lord for hundreds of years. Is God really among his people again? And before I could even ask my question to the angel said, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, Christ the Lord." Could it be that the hopes and fears of all my people's years are met in Bethlehem tonight? The Christ, the Lord, God's anointed one, who's come to set his people free from our exile that we're experiencing? Will this Messiah really come and rule with power and might and remove the Roman occupation so we can get our land back? Is God really keeping his covenant promises to us right now? Well, I couldn't really believe my ears, and I was about to leap with joy. The angel wasn't done talking yet. He said, "And this will be a sign to you that you will find the Messiah lying in a manger wrapped in swaddling cloths." Pause for a moment. A manger? Like a feeding trough? Where animals, goats, cows eat out of? The Messiah is the Lord's anointed. If he's to come from God and in the line of David, surely he's going to be a king. But a king that is born in a place where animals eat out of? What kind of king could this be? Well, as I was still a little bit afraid and very confused at this point, you won't ever believe what happened next. You thought one angel was crazy. Well, then thousands of angels appeared in the sky and they started singing, "Glory to God in the highest and peace on earth and goodwill on all people on whom his favor rests." Wow. After that spectacular song that I've never ever heard in my life and haven't heard since the light show was over, I said to my fellow co-workers, we have to go down. We have to go down to Bethlehem and see this Messiah. We have to go see the Christ, the Lord. And so we walked down from the rolling hills and things became more flat as we were able to get into some roads, and there were tons of people elbowing their way, trying to find places to stay and get counted. And we kept going, and we passed the richest parts of Bethlehem and to the middle-class parts of Bethlehem, to the poor parts of Bethlehem, all the way to the slums. And there in the slums was this tumble-down stable. But coming from this tumble-down stable was almost this ethereal light. It was warm and inviting. So we walked into this stable, and there was a man and a woman and a newly born baby. And they looked just as surprised as we did. I bet that we found out their names were Mary and Joseph, that they weren't expecting a whole bunch of stinky, smelly shepherds to come in right after their baby had been born in an animal's feeding trough. But once we told them all that had happened, that angels had came and proclaimed to us the birth of the Messiah, which apparently is this little baby here, Mary explained to us that 9 months ago, an angel appeared to her and said, "God's favor rest on you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you, and the Holy Spirit will be upon you, and you will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus, for he will save their people from their sins." My sins. I didn't think that this Messiah would save me from my sin. I really never saw that as my main problem that I had with God before. Well, even though it was confusing and a bit odd, for God's Messiah to come, I just had to tell everybody. Me and my coworkers, we ran through the streets of Bethlehem, proclaiming what we had seen, what we had heard, where people could see the Messiah. We told them that God had sent his Savior now, that we were going to be free. But when we told them that the Christ was born in a feeding trough, no one believed us. They couldn't believe that God would send his anointed one to be born in such humble means. But that didn't stop us. We tried and tried, but no one believed. We were slightly disappointed in that, but we knew. We knew that God had done something amazing. And as we were going back to watch over our sheep, because we still had a job to do, these sheep still needed to be protected, cared for, loved. And as we were walking back, it occurred to me, why would God tell us shepherds first about the Messiah, the Christ? Wouldn't God want to tell the leaders, the religious leaders? Wouldn't God want to tell those who are in power? Wouldn't God want to tell the kings? Why would God come to shepherds first? And then a song came into my heart, one song that I used to sing. It's my favorite. We sang it often in synagogue. Perhaps you might know it too. It goes like this. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He guides me for his namesake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. And I will live in the house of God forever. Never thought about the Lord being a shepherd before. I guess that means I'm a sheep. In the scriptures, Jesus says that I am the door, and that the sheep enter in by the sheep gate, and they will find pasture and rest. Tonight, Jesus invites all of us to find our rest in him. We are all his sheep. Jesus is also said to be the good shepherd, that he cares for us. He is the one who leads us and guides us. He is there with us in the darkest places, a light ever shining in the darkness, the light of the world. He prepares a table for us in the presence of our enemies. And truly, during this Advent season, our cup of blessings, they overflow. And this is all lived out here in a community of faith, the church, God's eternal story that was planned before the world even began. And so, I invite all of you this evening to participate in God's story through receiving the Lord's Supper if you are a baptized follower of Jesus. And find a community of faith if you haven't already to root yourself in and live out God's story of love and redemption. You are the sheep of his pasture, and he is your shepherd. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks that you have sent your Son, our good shepherd, to lead us, to guide us, to restore our soul. May our souls be restored in you. We are the sheep of your pasture. We love you. We pray all this in your name. Amen.